Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Is it just me or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
Jameis Winston last night after the Browns loss. So is he your guy to start the year 2025? I'd say yes, but it doesn't move me off the draft. It doesn't move me off that whatsoever. I have to have something that counts for next year towards something. And it ain't going to be number four. And it ain't going to be... I imagine it's not going to be DTR.
Well, just remember, though, fans, about from a fans 90% perspective, sure. They're just out on any of these quarterbacks because they're being told there's no elite prospect at quarterback. So because of that, they don't want to take the chance on that. And the fans aren't doing the real work. They're just watching some YouTube videos, maybe some games here and there.
They're not actually talking
to coaches. They're not doing the requisite stuff that the teams are actually doing.
Well, this is gonna be
so
nice,
it's easy for fans to be out of it.
Then I'm really looking forward to savoring each one of the next five games because it's going to be in a remarkably frustrating offseason then. Because I can't just sit there. I mean, and I'm just going to attack Daryl again if I just keep hearing, well, the experts don't think that this is, then fine. We'll just be afraid of everything. I can't be afraid to be a good football team. I've been afraid to be a good football team for 25 years. And it's only really had a couple of remarkable seasons. That's it. I got to take my shots. I'm not trying to be stupid. I'm not trying to take a guy just to take a guy. But I want them to actually do their due diligence and find somebody that's there. But I got to trust the guys who are making those decisions. That's a totally different ball of wax. But to start things off, like, yeah, Jameis is, you're going to have your good and you're going to have your bad. And last night we had everything about that. And that's not saying anything new. But I still thought not just about entertainment. That was entertaining, and I wanted people to be entertained, and I think that people found that entertaining. Next year ain't going to count towards that. They want to win. If you win 3-0 and Jameis is your quarterback, at least you won. That's what they want. They want winning football. And we are in this weird bubble of holding them accountable, even though we know they're all coming back, and being entertained and trying to find what's something that's going to be real for 2025. It's a tough thing for a fan to do. 216-474-0092. So is Jameis your guy after last night for 2025? Let me get to Ed in Avon Lake. You're first up on the fan. Hello, Ed.
Hey, how you guys doing? Hey, you know what? I'm not mad this morning. Usually I'm bouncing off the wall, but you know, I'm calm. And I'll just say a couple things. Yeah, Winston for me is the guy for next year. And, you know, if they find a quarterback, fine. But I think we have to go into next year planning on having him. The other thing is, you know, with the minute 46 last night, we were down 2 points, okay? If we kick that field goal earlier in the game, we're winning and we're running the clock out. So, you know, there's a lot of obviously puts and takes in a game, but we dominated the game. We should have blown them away. So I was disappointed about that, but we definitely have to go with Winston. One last thing.
You thought we dominated last night?
I wrote down we
kicked them all over the place.
I didn't feel that way towards the end of the game, Ed, and I know that's splitting hairs.
I mean, they still put up 400 yards of total offense.
I still thought, though, I mean, they had one 93-yard touchdown pass in there that can throw things off, but we did too. We had a 70-yarder right after, but I did write down after Denver made it 28-17, I wrote, two stupid big plays have beat us. That's what I wrote down in highlight.
I mean, the yardage difference, a lot of that also is if Denver doesn't pick six them, then instead they're driving the football, then the yard's going to be... Like, was there any part of you that thought the Browns were going to stop the Broncos' offense? I didn't have a lot of...
Oh, up until that 93-yarder, I thought they were doing a pretty fine job, a fair enough job of it, except for the pick six. I mean, they had given up two touchdowns. You're going to give up a couple of touchdowns in a football game, and you gave up the pick six. Ed, go ahead. Finish it up.
One last thing. Okay, this is kind of, you could call it delusional. I think we finish 8-9. The Steelers finish 9-8, and we beat the Steelers in the playoffs.
This year?
Yep.
All right, that is delusional. Thank you very much for the call. Anthony in Cleveland. Anthony, you're next up on the Fan.
What's up, guys?
Hi, Anthony.
So, yeah, I guess I'm on the outside looking in. I don't think you come back with Jameis next year. Unless he's just completely just the backup. Even if you draft a rookie, I would rather the rookie come in and start than have Jameis be the guy for a portion of the year, and then you turn it over to the rookie. But you guys are playing clips of Troy Aikman. There was another clip that you guys should play. I don't know if you have it or not, but he at the very after the game, he was talking about how Jameis can rip your heart out. And
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. After investing billions to light up our network, T-Mobile is America's largest 5G network. Plus, right now, you can switch, keep your phone, and we'll pay it off up to $800. See how you can save on every plan versus Verizon and AT&T at T-Mobile.com/keep and switch.
Up to 4 lines via virtual prepaid card. Allow 15 days. Qualifying unlocked device, credit, service, ported 90 plus days with device and eligible carrier and timely redemption required. Card has no cash access and expires in 6 months.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit MindfulTherapyGroup.com.
We don't want that. We don't want any more hearts ripped out here in Cleveland. So this is the reason
why I want a quarterback that can at least give me a chance. The other guys on the roster don't really give me a chance.
Sure. Of course, we all do. But we also know that Jameis is going to throw some picks.
Yeah.
And they're going to come. They may come in the first quarter, or they may come in the fourth quarter when we don't want the picks. So, and that's more towards what we're used to seeing from Jameis is those fourth quarter, I can't believe he just threw that pick. I mean, two of those picks were terribly thrown footballs. Bad decision-making thrown footballs. I can take that. I can accept that from a rookie. I can't accept that from Jameis. And you know you're going to get that from Jameis. So I don't want him as the quarterback unless he's just completely the backup.
Well, I'll tell you this, Anthony, thank you very much for the call. Like, I think we have to look at what the situation is. I mean, again, when Troy Aikman says albatross, I didn't hear what he said in the postgame. I turned it off. I went to bed. That game was a long game that was nearly 4 hours long, and I was about done. I didn't hear what he said in the postgame, so I apologize on that. But I don't think I'm making Jameis my quarterback for the next 10 years. I have to look at what this situation is. Again, I got $172 million in dead caps sitting right there on my other quarterback alone, who I've not seen around. I'm sure he's in the building somewhere around there, but I haven't seen him, okay? So I have $172 million on the quarterback. I do not want to play for my franchise again. That's my first scenario that I have to crawl out from under. The cap space on that extends all the way out, guys, to 2027. If we're talking from election season, we're getting ready for another presidential election by the time we get out from underneath that contract fully clear. So I have to look at what the situation dictates. The best quarterback that I can afford that gives me a chance to win is either A, a rookie that not a lot of people are thrilled with, or B, a guy who is going to put you in these situations what he did last night. This is the best. There's a situation where people used to do, now everybody gets leases, but there was a thing where you drive what you can afford. Jameis is what you could afford as of right now. He played well enough to get you a little bit of hope. He played poor enough so you could afford him. Well, that's what he did last night.
Yeah, and I mean, he really hasn't been all that different from what he's been his entire career.
Because for Anthony in Cleveland Heights, if he plays a lot better than that, you all of a sudden can't afford him. You can't afford him because there's a team like San Francisco who they have to make a decision on Brock Purdy.
Mm-hmm.
Sam Darnold is set to be a free agent at the end of this year, right? He's playing himself out of our price range. So now you either have him, you have Kirk Cousins, where I'd have to see how that would all add up because they're going to want to go to Michael Penix.
Who's not even playing well.
He sucked up the room something terrible on Sunday.
The other one was Justin Fields.
Or Justin Fields. I mean, these are not exciting options here. Jameis can be an exciting option, but yeah, he will tear your hair out. Like, this is, I gotta
Derek
get a start.
Carr going to be available?
Okay, what am I going to do after week four?
Pass.
What am I going to do
this
after week four?
It seems like he's always available.
What am I going to do after that? What am I going to do in October? So I have to put the grim reality out there, everybody.
And at least Jameis is a younger option than a Derek Carr.
Yeah.
And you got to look at the age on the used vehicle buying to get your family along.
So here. Like a team like them, like a team like San Francisco, they have a decision to make about Brock Purdy. If Brock Purdy takes a pay cut, they're fine. But you're still not going to be able to go out and get Sam Darnold. Because now it is transitioning to, instead of paying, and we're seeing this, there's fewer and fewer guys we're actually excited about as legit great quarterbacks in this league. So there's less guys we want to pay. It actually drives down the market. So now there might be a market for a Sam Darnold, but Sam Darnold ain't getting $230 million guaranteed. Sam Darnold's going to get something like what? Like Baker Mayfield. Okay, well, I don't think I can really afford a Baker Mayfield type of contract. So now I have to figure out what I have. So last night, whether you like it or not, or are comfortable or not, he played just well enough for you to go, hey, and just poor enough to go, yeah, we can actually swing that here.
Okay, I just wonder if it's so much better than what you came into the season with, that fans are willing to accept all the gaffes, all the roller coaster rides, the tearing the heart out, like the caller said, because it's going to be exponentially better than what the alternative was going to be.
I'm not mad at Anthony in Cleveland. I don't even want to sound mad. I'm just, I have to be, it's just brutal honesty of what this situation dictates.
Football fans, do you want to hear the whole unadulterated truth about where your team stands?
It's the most embarrassing film I have ever watched in my entire life.
Former NFL lineman Mark Schlereth gives his perspective on the top storylines and games on a weekly basis on the Stinkin' Truth Podcast.
You may get out of here with two sacks and a tackle for loss, but you're getting out with a bloody nose.
New episodes drop every Monday and Thursday.
It's going to be a street fight.
Make sure to subscribe on the Odyssey app or wherever you find your podcasts.